Good afternoon. My name is Arnold Jolivet II. So excited to be here with you with today's edition of the Eagles Nest Radio. We are coming to you live from Radio 1 Studios in sunny Baltimore, Maryland. WOLB 1010 AM, WOLB 1010 AM. And you can also reach us on the World Wide Web at WOLBBaltimore.com. That's WOLBBaltimore.com. I'm fired up this morning because we have an action-packed show for you today. As always, we dedicate this show to the memory of my late great father, Arnold M. Jolivet. But we're excited to be here with you today. We have a packed studio today. We have Lavinia Naismith, the awesome songstress Miss Naismith. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. And we are blessed all the way from Orlando, Florida. I don't know. I had to ask if they brought any oranges with them. But we have Bishop Carol Johnson and Pastor Muriel Johnson of Maximum Life Church, Orlando. How are you all this morning?
Just great. Yeah. Wonderful to be here.
Great. Well, it's wonderful to have you all here. Our call-in number for the show is 410-481-1010. That's 410-481-1010. And we know we have so many listeners outside of the Baltimore metropolitan area, so you can reach us toll-free at 877-704-1010. That's 877-704-1010. So we're going to get right into it, and we're going to go back and forth between Ms. Naismith and Pastor Carolyn Muriel Johnson. But I just wanted to ask you, I know, Ms. Naismith, that you have a big event that's going to be taking place this weekend. I know your schedule's been busy. Had a chance to take a look at your website and see all the appearances that you're going to be making. But just tell us a little bit. If I go back and I'm sitting here reading, looking at your bio, at one of the descriptions, it says, her voice, rich and resonant, can be powerful and poignant, sultry or sweet. When Lavinia sings, you just have to stop and listen as she shares her inexhaustible gift and wows you with her very unique and melodious sounds. Now, those are some big, big words. And I'm glad I had my coffee this morning because I might have gotten a little tongue-tied. But where does all that come from? I mean, where does it begin where someone who can give you, and this is actually from Janet Gilbert, who is the entertainment writer for the Baltimore Sun. So they didn't just pick someone off the street to give that. But just tell us a little bit how you actually got started in singing, and how were you able to grow that gift?
Well, it started at the age of 8, and it started, believe it or not, with Mahalia Jackson. I used to watch her program every Sunday. She had her own musical program on Sunday evenings, and I would sit at the TV and just watch this awesome woman with this very powerful voice. And so that triggered my interest in music, and I decided then that I wanted to be a singer. And then later I became a music major in school. I took music lessons in junior high school. As a matter of fact, my parents didn't want me to be a musician, but my passion was so deep, it was so deeply ingrained in me, that I decided that I was going to be a musician, and I took music lessons for 3 years unbeknownst to them.
Wow.
Then when I went to college, I became a music major. Voice was my major instrument. Piano was my minor. And it just evolved from there. I just set a goal for myself. In spite of some of the barriers that I was confronted with, I never let my dream or my passion fade away, and I just began to work towards my goal.
Well, talk a little bit about those barriers, because we know we have some folks that are listening right now. They may be sitting in their cubicle or at home listening, and they have a gift. And we always talk about that you'll find favor in the area of your assignment. And you clearly have found favor because of the great things that you're doing with your gift. But talk a little bit about those barriers. What was it that allowed you to stay focused on your dream in the midst of people telling you that you can't do it, you shouldn't do it, we don't want you to do it, or other distractions that came? What was it that helped you keep your eyes on the prize and not get distracted?
Well, I read quite some time ago that dreams are the seedlings of reality. And it was just something that was embedded in me, and I knew that it was something that I wanted to do, and I was not going to let anybody interfere in that. I got married at a very early age. I had a son who was very sick, and the doctor said my son would not live past 7, and he would never walk. So that I had to put my dream aside and focus on my son's well-being. But I always found a way, even in the midst of that, to sing in the choir, to sing. I always kept that in front of me. And I got married twice, divorced twice. My second son had a heart attack, had a major house fire. I had a lot of issues that I had to deal with, but that dream and that passion was so great that I still found a way to stay in music.
Right.
And I think it was God. Well, I don't think it was God. I know that it was God that led me. And of course, the power of prayer to ask me to stay, you know, that kept me focused on my dream.
Wow. Now, do you attribute the passion, because I actually attended the Mahalia Jackson tribute that you did last year at Union. Do you attribute the passion that you sing with? Do you attribute that to some of the things that you've actually gone through in your life, where that actually come when we see you perform? No one knows the whole story.
Right.
They don't know about, they might not know about the fire. They may not know about the heart attack or the divorces, but there's something in the passion that comes across when you sing that gives a depth to what you may have been through. So, you know, they always say that a setback is just a setup for a comeback.
Absolutely.
So do you feel that what you've been through has caused you to have a greater passion for what it is that you do?
I do. I do. It just gives me the strength. It gives me the support. It gives me the power. It gives me the focus. And I draw my strength from the Lord. And it just keeps me going forward no matter what.
Wow. So you just gave me a segue into Bishop Johnson and Pastor Muriel Johnson. And, you know, you all are listening to Ms. Neesmith's testimony. And I know you all can co-sign based on your experience, and not only in your personal lives, but those thousands of people that you've ministered to either directly or indirectly. And that being said, can you just share with us? I know you all began originally from Baltimore. You have ministry in your blood. You have a long lineage of ministry from your father and beyond, and just the way that you all have been a tag team in ministry. But can you share with our listeners how you actually got started and how God has brought you thus far?
Well,
Do we have enough time for that?
I can really identify particularly with the music, because I'm a musician.
Oh.
And everybody in my family is a musician. And my mother plays, my grandmother plays, my brothers play, my youngest son plays.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been involved in music and the music business. I had Baltimore's first owned, black-owned professional recording studio back in the 70s. And a gospel record company.